Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now that he's leaving Twitter, he wants to open up a decentralized currency exchange. And Bonnie, you have a story that I've really been wanting to get into about cats being psychopaths or something like that. But something, it seems just...
You mean crazy pussy?
Oh my goodness.
When you put it that way, it's obvious. But, Ian, you just found something online that sounds like it's just now breaking or something
like
fresh.
That. This is pretty fresh.
And it's more fun to get into than, you know, Jack Dorsey's next plan to create a decentralized currency exchange or whatever.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah. It's hard to create something single-handedly and have it be decentralized. And whether that single-handedly is just a company or an entity or an individual, that individual has controlling power of it. They could decentralize it later, but that's uncentralization, not decentralization.
Yeah. So there's no perfect, you know, messaging app out there as far as everything is. There's always a problem with, you know, with software, right? But some of them are a lot more secure than others.
I like that you say that. When I was, like, you know, a teenager in that rebellious phase, I was really reading a lot of books on Wicca and stuff like that. And one of the things I read in one of these books has stuck with me through my entire life. Never say anything you don't want the world to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Never put anything in writing you don't want the world to read.
Especially the FBI. If they're investigating you and you are using software like iMessage, or I've never heard of Threema or Viber. I've heard of WeChat and Line. Those are more popular with Asians.
WeChat is controlled directly by the Chinese government. I would just assume that anything said there was being
monitored
by the Chinese government and shared with whatever authorities were relevant.
And, of course, WhatsApp as well, which is the Facebook-owned, quote-unquote, encrypted messenger. And if you've been trusting Facebook for your encryption, you're a fool.
I cannot believe that WhatsApp is actually end-to-end encrypted.
Well, they claim that it is. According to the FBI, this is a document. It's just a little one-pager that somebody leaked out. Now, it says at the top it is unclassified, but it's obviously being handed around. It says unclassified / law enforcement sensitive, so it's been handed around to police. But somebody sent it out there, and the story here, it's not a story, but Rolling Stone wrote a story about it, but they didn't address all of the different chat services in there. They only really mentioned Signal and Wicker. They didn't talk about Telegram, which is on here. And so somebody, it was actually Naomi Brockwell is how I found this on Twitter. She was citing this as proof that Signal was the most secure of all the apps. And I don't know, if you look at this list here, this chart, it looks like the FBI is saying Telegram might be a little bit more secure than Signal. But either way, let me tell you a little bit about this. So
both, it suggests, are secure. Relatively
much more
secure.
So than compared to their competition, correct. Yeah. And then Wicker is not as secure as Signal and Telegram, but probably third place.
iMessage is probably one of the least secure, I would imagine.
Yeah, iMessage turns it all over. So what they have here in this is a list of, like, point-by-point bullet points underneath, so it's a sort of wide format, landscape format, where you've got columns for each of the different messengers with bullet points, and then icons underneath, and each icon corresponds to the kind of information that this particular company will turn over to the FBI with a warrant. So iMessage, for instance, will turn over, let's see, of the eight icons, seven of the eight. And so it'll turn over subscriber data. It'll turn over an entire device backup. Of course, IP address isn't there. and message sender receiver data, date and time information, registration, time data, and user contacts. So basically the whole shebang with iMessage. With WhatsApp, you're going to get five. The FBI is going to get five out of the eight, and they'll turn over some message content. So apparently it is limited in the message content that it will turn over, and there's like a little asterisk next to that, but I don't see the asterisk being described here as far as what that means. I think the Rolling Stone article actually gets into exactly, you know, what supposedly they can get out of that. But WhatsApp will turn over basic subscriber records. They can get information like blocked users. Search warrant provides address book contacts. And WhatsApp users who have their target in their address book contacts. Pen register sent every 15 minutes provides source and destination for each message. Oh, here's the asterisk. If target is using an iPhone and iCloud backups are enabled, iCloud returns may contain WhatsApp data to include message content. So it sounds like if you're on WhatsApp on an Android, you might actually be more safe than if you are using WhatsApp on an iPhone. But either way, they can get a lot of information, including when you're sending messages and to whom you're sending messages on WhatsApp, even if they can't get the actual text of those messages from WhatsApp.
That's still not information the FBI should be able to get.
Indeed. Whereas, if you look at Signal, they cannot get message content. They can get date and time a user registered and the last date of a user's connectivity to the service from Signal. Telegram only has...
Not a lot of very useful information.
Not a lot.
Signal's it basically just tells them how long you've been using Signal and whether or not you still use it.
Correct. So Signal only scored two out of the eight potential icons as far as information they can give over to the FBI. Telegram only got one out of the eight icons. Telegram cannot turn over message content. And then there's one more bullet point that's fairly lengthy. It says, no contact information provided for law enforcement to pursue a court order. So there is no way for law enforcement to even send Telegram a subpoena.
That sounds like Telegram, dude.
Yeah. As per Telegram's privacy statement, for confirmed terrorist investigations, Telegram may, and they put may in italics, disclose IP address and phone number to relevant authorities. So remember, Telegram is a centralized system, and that's the biggest critique that people have, the privacy advocates. If Chris were here, for instance, that would be his big critique of Telegram.
Only real critique one can offer of it is that there is an organization there, and it does have servers, but the organization is run by a Russian anarchist.
Correct.
Who isn't located in the United States.
And he's not located in Russia either, because they don't like him there.
Right. Telegram also doesn't have any servers in Russia.
Nor in the United States.
Right. So, I mean...
So they have no nexus?
I'm confused, though. If they can't send a subpoena to anyone, why does it say they can send a subpoena if it has to do with terrorism?
There's probably an email address or something, but they can't serve it up officially, it sounds
right.
They can just email him or email Telegram, be like, hey, look, this is actually important. We think there may be a terrorist attack, and Telegram might go, all right, fine.
Telegram has been criticized in the past for taking down terrorist chat rooms from their service. It's been the sort of the proof that, see, Telegram, centrally controlled, they can delete your chat room if they want to.
Like, are these terrorists who are going to harm innocent people? Because that's generally what terrorists do.
It's generally what they do.
In which case, if I was an anarchist running a server, I would also attempt to delete that content.
It's just the thing that, you know, the privacy advocates have said, you know, they pointed out, like, hey, look, Telegram could do this if they wanted to. They do it to the terrorists, so they could do it to other people, but I've never heard that they do it.
First, they came for the terrorists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
First, they came for aggressors. You're having a hard time having me sympathize with that particular argument. It's like, okay, if they're, you know, just shutting down channels or groups or whatever owned by people who are actively planning aggression against people, I kind of don't really have anything to object to there.
But remember, this just means that the FBI can't get anything from Telegram specifically, meaning the company Telegram or Signal, the programmers behind Signal or whatever. They can't get them to turn the information over. However, if the FBI puts an informant into your chat room, then they have an entire log of everything that's been said since the informant went into your chat room.
That's what I've been thinking.
So remember, there's the human element is always the weakest link of systems like this.
Well, if you're posting something in a group, I mean, you should always be aware that one of those people is possibly a federal agent.
That's right.
Even if you personally know them.
Yes. As soon as your group is larger than two, there's a good chance you're being infiltrated.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in on this. Go Signal. Go Telegram. Mm-hmm. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us at 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Ian.
And I'm definitely a cat person. right? I understand pets. I do also now have a golden retriever, and it's been a struggle trying to understand the dog versus understanding. Like, when my cats do something, I know why they're doing it. When my dog does something, I don't really understand it. So I like cats. I understand cats. And most importantly, cats are really, really easy, which is perfect for my lifestyle. I can, other than the fact that these particular two cats that I have are extremely clingy of me and codependent on me. I mean, they are. When I left for Kentucky for 4 days, they were mean to the people who were cat-sitting them for me. One of them spent the entire time just stress-eating. The other one was just a complete and total monster to them. Absolutely mean. Knocking stuff over, behaving totally unlike themselves, right? So they are definitely dependent on me. I'm like their emotional support animal, as far as I can tell. But they are rescues, so you kind of expect that sort of thing from cats when you rescue them. But anyway, I'm a cat person, and you have the story about cats being psychopaths. Is that right?
Yes, it's from Independent.
Not cat people, but cats themselves?
Yes, cats themselves. It says all cats, because I was saying today, I don't know if it's all cats or most cats, but no, this says all cats have an element of psychopathy, according to new study. And it's crazy because I've always said this, and I am also a cat person. When I first got a dog, it actually was in Coconut. It was a dog named Schnitzel. When I was first alone with him, I just didn't know if he was going to bite me, and he was never going to bite me or anything. I just didn't know how to read him either, because I'm a cat person too, and I've had cats my whole lives, but I've always known that they're crazy. Like, I always say, imagine being in the mind of a cat. Like, look at him. He's so crazy. No, there's not a cat here, but
I assumed you were using Coconut as a comparison, because, I mean, he's like a cat, right?
He kind of is.
He's like a cat running in dog hardware, right?
Yeah, he is sometimes. But this article says, is your cat a psychopath? It might be a question that has crossed your mind several times before, depending on the behavioral habits.
But they're not generally psychopaths in my experience.
So a psychopath would be someone who has no emotion, right? They cannot empathize.
No, that's a sociopath.
No, I thought it was a psychopath.
A sociopath is similar to a psychopath.
I will agree that if I'm, like, injured or something, my cats won't know how to really read that. But cats have been good emotional support animals. Not getting into the idea of emotional support animals and whether or not I think it's a good idea or bad idea, but they are known to be able to sense when people are upset and needing to be cuddled and stuff like that. So being able to empathize with someone and knowing, hey, this person needs me, would be impossible for a psychopath to be able to do, right?
Yeah, I feel like I've noticed that way more with dogs, even than with, like, my favorite cats that I've been the closest with. I'll be like, I'm sad, Peanut Butter, do you know that I'm sad? And it just doesn't seem like they do, but dogs, it seems like, the day of the raid, Coconut was sad, and he was sad the rest of the day, and, like, cuddling me and stuff like that.
Well, dogs were bred to sort of coexist with humans. Cats just sort of did it to themselves.
It was convenient for them.
Yeah, we sort of bred dogs so that they would be what we wanted them to be, versus cats, which did what cats do and just maintained their independence to a large degree.
Did you get the definition?
I do. According to VeryWellMind.com, psychopaths are classified as people with little or no conscience. Sociopaths, however, do have a limited, albeit weak, ability to feel empathy and remorse. Psychopaths can and do follow social conventions when it suits their needs. A sociopath is more likely to fly off the handle and react violently whenever they're confronted by the consequences of their actions. So
there's a lot there that I'm trying to think of in terms of cats. So can you go back to the first one?
Psychopaths are people who have little or no conscience.
It depends on what they mean by that, right? Because the house I live in now doesn't have any mice, but when I first got there, it did, and they would ruthlessly torture and kill these mice. But they didn't know that they were harming the mice. They didn't recognize it as a living thing. To them, it was just a toy. So I don't know if the inability to recognize a living thing as being alive makes them psychopaths. I mean, I see how it could, you know. They feel nothing about the fact that they just accidentally broke this mouse's spine or that they just ate this insect or whatever. But that's because
their nature.
Yeah, to them, it's a toy, and they're just playing with it.
I didn't know the definition of psychopath, obviously, because I thought it meant that they were crazy like demons. Like, I feel like they're just insane, that's all. Like, they might be able to be lucid for a while, like, oh, this is my friend, and then they'll attack you.
Yes, cats do that.
Some do.
Some do.
Yeah. I mean, belly rubs are really risky with cats.
Yeah.
Mine are totally fine with it. But with other people's cats, it's like, I'm going to avoid your cat's belly.
Are their feet? Like,
my cats don't like feet. They won't attack you for it, but they'll pull their paw back. Mm-hmm. Like, don't touch me there. Those are my toe beans, not yours. So what was the second one?
Well, there's actually a list of bullet points that compares here. So that was sort of the introductory paragraph, and then there's some quick bullet points, the differences between sociopath and psychopath. So a sociopath makes it clear that they do not care how others feel. Whereas
that sounds more like most cats.
A psychopath will pretend to care if it benefits them, right? Like they want to fit in. A sociopath will behave in hot-headed and impulsive ways. A sociopath will be prone to fits of anger and rage. A sociopath will recognize what they are doing but rationalize their behavior. A sociopath will and cannot maintain a regular work and family life. And finally, the sociopath can form emotional attachments, but it is difficult. Whereas the psychopath, again, pretends to care, displays cold-hearted behavior, fails to recognize other people's distress, has relationships that are shallow and fake, maintains a normal life as a cover for criminal activity, fails to form genuine emotional attachments, and may love people in their own way. So some subtle differences there between the psychopath and the sociopath. I would say psychopath describes more politicians. Normally politicians get the label sociopath, but based on that list, I think a politician is more of a psychopath than a sociopath because they are
people
very
are pretending to care and stuff like that. Yes.
Sounds like politicians sound more like psychopaths and cats sound more like sociopaths. So
I got the different impression. I didn't hear anything with a sociopath that really sounded like a cat.
It's like they can love you in their own way, but they don't really. Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they can love you in their own way, it makes sense. Because there's some cats that, like, you always love, but it just seems like they're always mean to you. Yeah, they're not reciprocating. But at the end of the day, sometimes it seems like they don't mind you, like, they'll come sleep on your feet. I've had so many cats in my life. We've had so many cats have babies. We have 10 cats in our house at one time.
Oh my goodness.
In the house?
Well, they're like outdoor cats, usually. Okay. Our cats are almost always outdoor cats. I told Ian if I had a cat, I'd want it to be outdoors.
How do you feel about outdoor cats, Aria?
It depends on the location.
But not here.
Here it's too cold. I wouldn't want to subject a cat to that.
Yeah.
But
Plus, you got cars right next to your front door.
Right there on the highway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in general, I mean, it's fine as long as the animal is going to be safe and not eaten by wolves or
whatever.
That's
the thing. There's fisher cats around here. It'll gut them.
There are here, yeah. But there aren't in, like, some places in Mississippi. It really just depends on where you're at. There's more coming up. I want to know.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three students have been shot and killed at an Oxford, Michigan high school. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says the student shooter is behind bars.
The deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call. They recovered a handgun from the suspect.
The head of the Fed says inflation isn't ending anytime soon. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's probably time we stop referring to inflation as transitory.
So I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. To many, it carries a time, a sense of short-lived. We tend to use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
USA Radio News. It's day two in the sex trafficking trial of the woman accused of recruiting underage girls for the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell is accused of seeking out young girls and grooming them for Epstein. Epstein's former pilot taking the stand on Tuesday. President Biden signed multiple bills into law, including the Protecting Moms Who Served Act of 2021 and the Hire Veterans Health Heroes Act of 2021. The president saying through the Protecting Moms Who Served Act of 2021, women can get the care they need when it comes to both their physical and mental health.
This bill will commission a comprehensive study of maternal health challenges facing veterans and will invest in maternal care coordination programs at the VA. It's an important step in making sure we meet the needs of American mothers who have served.
President Biden back at the White House after spending time in Minnesota pitching his Build Back Better plan. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can join us, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
It's Ian.
Talking about cats here, one of my favorite subjects. I don't know, I don't really spend a lot of time talking about cats, but I like cats and I spend a lot of time with cats. Like, I do a lot of work from home these days, and perpetually there's usually one cat in my lap and one right in the chair right behind me, just sitting there, just relaxing. I mean, they're not bothering me, they're not in the way, they're just hanging out with me.
Sure.
Which is what I like about cats. They're very chill, very low-key animals. If I want to reach up and pet them, they're like, oh, this is my signal to jump in your lap and be annoying. But I brought that on myself by, you know, annoying them, I guess. Because they're just trying to hang out, too. But cats do weird stuff like that. Like, they like participating in what humans are doing, and that's why they get on your laptop keyboard and stuff like that, because they see this is what you're doing, so I should be doing it too. They're not trying to be in the way, and they're not trying to get an attention necessarily. They're just trying to participate in whatever it is you're trying to do, which can be annoying, but that's just what having a cat means.
Do they, like, look at the screen and see anything move? Because with Coconut, if I'm looking at a screen, he thinks I'm just doing nothing, ignoring him. And he hates it.
They've seen... They know not to worry about the mouse cursor because, I mean, it's generally too small to really bother them in the first place. But, you know, as some video game or something like that with an unusually large cursor, they're going to see that and they're going to focus on it, and they're going to end
bad at it.
Yeah, they're going to end up on the screen batting at it.
I've seen video of cats playing. Like, there's specific games for tablets that you can have cats play.
Wow. You should try it with your cats.
Yeah, that's exactly my thought as soon as I heard that. But I mean, you don't even need a tablet, right? I could just use a phone for that.
tablet gives them more room.
Yeah.
It's a larger screen. Like, so it's like, you know, grab the fishies kind of thing and make the fishies disappear when you touch that kind of thing.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked now that I've thought about it that this exists, but I'm shocked I've never heard about this. That's a great way to entertain your cats. They love laser pointers, too.
Sure, oh yeah.
More than anything else, they love that laser pointer. But here's your tablet. Go play. That's brilliant. Yeah.
I don't know what the games are called, but I'm sure you can find them.
Yeah, a cat game or something. Yeah. Well, no, that's just going to take you to something.
Games your cat can play. I would look for that.
Yeah.
On tablets.
Good suggestion. I'm going to have to get someone to look into that for me. But we're talking now, Ian, you looked up the definitions of psychopath and sociopath because we were curious what the difference was between the two. And I heard nothing within the definition of sociopath that even could really apply to cats, but I could see some argument being made that cats, by human standards, are psychopaths. But I don't think it's fair to use human standards to determine whether or not a different species is a psychopath. But Bonnie, you've got an article here that suggests that all cats have some signs of being psychopaths.
Yes, this is from Yahoo. I guess it's Yahoo's news called Independent. All cats have an element of psychopathy, according to new study. Says, you may have previously dismissed it, thinking surely it is impossible for your adorable fluffy creature to possess psychopathic tendencies. Well, it turns out that it is. At least that's what a group of scientists from the University of Liverpool and Liverpool John Moores University have suggested in their latest research.
How could someone have a cat and not know that? They're like, if you walk by your bed or the couch at the wrong time and they see your toes, they're going to reach out and smack them.
Oh, yeah. On Christmas Day last year, my grandma's cat just attacked my foot and got its nails stuck in my foot, and I had to, like, reach down there and get it out, and it just ran away all crazy.
They do have spurts of little demonic behavior.
Yeah.
My cats tend not to do that. I never have to worry about my cats attacking my toes or anything like that, but going into this, my cats are unusual for cats. I mean, I can set something down. They will not knock it off the table. They will not get all up in my face. They will not get on the keyboard. I mean, they know what their limits are. And that's one of the things that I love most about these particular cats. Yeah. But most cats are like, no, you think you can just walk by me without getting attacked?
Yeah, I mean, I had a cat. I've had more than one cat in the past. And Mr. Ravage was the same way, where he wouldn't jump up on a keyboard or do the things that you described. But you know, playing with him meant he would get the wide eye with the huge pupils and go into crazy, you know, killer mode. And luckily he was declawed, so he couldn't do anything about it.
You didn't have him declawed.
My girlfriend and I ultimately did make that choice. I understand the reasons against doing that, but in that particular case, we made that choice.
I've never had a declawed cat. I'd like to adopt one that was already declawed, because then I wouldn't feel bad for doing it, just because I want to have the experience of just holding a cat and it not attacking me.
Indeed.
My cats don't attack me, so I've never really. I mean, they destroy select furniture, but it's like, if it's the chair that I sit in, they will destroy it over time, over the span of about a year or so. But if it's just some chair that's sitting there, they're going to ignore it.
Oh, because they'll climb up into it to be with you?
Well, no, I mean, they will. If I'm not sitting in there, they will just jump into the chair that I normally sit in, and they will just, you know, scratch their claws on it. But it's a cat. I mean,
it's like your smell is on it or something they like about it.
I didn't know much about the declawing procedure or whatever, and it's supposedly not good or whatever for the cats. Supposedly pretty mean to them. Our justification, of course, was pretty standard. Like, we didn't want the cat destroying the house, basically.
Right.
And it was going to be an indoor cat. It was not going to be an outdoor cat. So it would not be a sort of, you know, it wouldn't put it at a disadvantage because it wasn't going to get out. And the few times he did get out, he just sort of wandered out on the porch and then came back in because he liked it, you know, in here.
I mean, I've had cats through my entire life, and I didn't know until like 4 or 5 years ago that declawing them was bad for them.
Yeah.
I've never had a cat declawed, and I've never had a declawed cat, but if I had had, you know, the money to spend on it and the desire to protect my stuff, I'm like, yeah, vet, go ahead, declaw them. That sounds fine.
Now, how is it bad for them exactly?
It's a part of their actual bone, as I understand it, so it's like cutting off the final digit of their toes, and it makes it difficult for them to walk.
He didn't have any problems.
That's good.
Yeah.
This is just mean. Imagine getting your nails pulled out.
Well, I'm sure it's quite uncomfortable, but I imagine they put them under during the procedure.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to recite to you why it's bad, but
it did make it quite fun to play with him because he had no claws. Like, we could literally have like a little battle, and he would swipe out all he wanted to, and I didn't get torn to hell, right? Because it really sucks to have a cat claw the hell out of you.
Yeah, their nails are just way sharper than dog nails.
But that's because they sharpen them on the furniture.
Well, this is...
Luckily, the only recipient of the cat's claws in my house is the dog. But, man, they give her hell. Rainbow does, but the dog, Azria, also knows to just leave Rainbow alone because Rainbow wants nothing to do with her. Rainbow just wants to relax, sit on the couch, and be ignored. Dinner mostly wants to be ignored, but there are also moments where Dinner is willing to play with Azria. And it's so unfortunate that these two species can't figure out how to play together.
Really?
Yeah, because, Dinner's idea of playing with people is to whip out his claws and just beat the hell out of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Azria obviously doesn't like
that. That's no fun.
And her idea of play is to, find a chew toy or something and throw it around and then go catch it or whatever. And Dinner has no interest in that whatsoever.
Right.
So it's been a fun experience watching Azria. Like, she's got this little bacon chew toy, and I absolutely hate it. She actually finally managed to break it, so it doesn't make noise anymore, which means she doesn't like it. But she had it, and it was her favorite toy. I watched her on several occasions just take it right up to Dinner and drop it directly in front of him and, bat it and try to get him to play with it.
There you go.
He just sat there staring at her like, what is wrong with
you?
And the poor thing, she's just wagging her tail. I was like, hey, I brought you my favorite toy. Play with it. And it's sad, but it's humorous at the same time.
It is fun.
The disconnect there is so monumental, and I imagine one of these pet lasers would solve the problem for both of them.
They all like the laser.
But they would get in each other's way.
Sure.
And Azria,
that would cause a fight.
She would trample the poor cat.
I was going to say, does she like to be chased by them? That's what Coconut does with cats.
She doesn't like it, but it happens. Because she won't leave them alone or whatever. So, why are cats psychopaths? We didn't actually get back into that, but we're going to when we get back here. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. 603-283-6160. More about... to Azria, come to think of it, to my dog, the cats probably are psychopaths. Because she certainly doesn't understand.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Church is a gold level amplifier as well, which again means they're giving $10 per month to the Amps program. That's our new Patreon for those who weren't following the entire thing, because evidently some people are not. The old Amp podcast feed stopped working, and now there's a new one. I think the actual RSS feed is customized for each individual member or something like that.
That's correct, through Patreon.
And it's through Patreon, so it's a lot easier to manage for us, which is a good thing because it means less work.
Yes, I always like that.
And it's all designed to help advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you value the show, the ideas of liberty, being on national radio, being the largest advocates of cryptocurrency, as far as I'm aware, in at least the radio world, you might consider joining the AMPS program. That's amps.freetalklive.com, like Indie Gun Church here did, except you can join for just $5 per month. It does not take $10 a month. That's just the gold level membership. So check it out. It's amps.freetalklive.com.
It's really cool that Gun Church has spread in a decentralized way. It wasn't, you know, it's not like the person who started Gun Church here went to Indiana.
It started in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And now it's
that's
elsewhere.
The thing. Like, somebody else just made their own Gun Church, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, someone said, that sounds like a great idea. I'm going to do it, too.
Yeah.
More power to them. So, anyway, we're talking about cats here who also sort of go, they live their entire lives, says, that seems like a good idea. I'm going to do it. They are weird little creatures, and according to this particular article or this particular study, they're psychopaths.
Yes, it says, published in the Journal of Research in Personality, the study, which involved 2,042 cat owners, illustrates the development of the first ever tool available to measure psychopathy in cats.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, me too.
Tell me more.
Named, you know how there's tools used to like to decide if you have PTSD, and it's just like you take a little test and add up the points. I think that's what it is, because at first I thought like a metal tool that you put up to your cat or something like that.
Well, yeah, a lot of these PTSD tests, I mean, they're designed in such a way that if a person wants to be diagnosed with having PTSD, they will end up being diagnosed with PTSD.
Yeah. I bet that's true. It says, name the cat Tri Plus. The test comes in the form of 46 statements that require owners to rate how well each one describes their pet. Oh, you should try it with your cat.
The I want to try it with Coconut. Plus?
Yeah, the cat Tri Plus. Cat is capitalized, dash, Tri, and then plus.
Okay.
Is that T-R-Y or T-R-I?
T-R-I.
So, what do you do they give any sort of examples about
yes.
this? Okay.
So statements include, my cat torments their prey rather than killing it straight away.
See, that's why I chose to address that one first, because that's yeah. something pretty much all cats do, but they don't realize that they're tormenting the prey. So the cat isn't tormenting the prey. This is the owner's inability to recognize what their cat is doing. This isn't the mm-hmm. cat's fault. The owner is using the wrong word here. The cat's just playing with a toy.
I've only ever seen the cat... quote-unquote, torment their prey anyway. I've never seen a cat that would just, let me kill this real quick and put it out of its misery. They all play with mice and
right, because to them it's just a toy.
Yeah.
It's not a living creature that they can recognize as a living creature.
Coconut also likes to torment things if he can catch them, and he is not a psychopath, I don't think.
Which is, of course, why they're not psychopaths, because only humans can be psychopaths,
yeah.
and we're projecting the idea of psychopathy onto a cat.
Excellent point.
Yeah, the cat cannot empathize with the mouse, but that doesn't mean it's a psychopath in the same way that a psychopath wouldn't be able to empathize with other humans.
No, cats can empathize with other cats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by this reasoning, most humans are going to fall into the category of a psychopath. Did
yeah,
you swat a fly?
Meat.
Oh, you're a psychopath.
Or just eating meat without like looking into you know how it goes. People could say that's psychopathic, but... some people...
Well, then, I guess the counter-argument to what you're saying would be that the fly does not have emotions, or at least we have no knowledge that it does, and so therefore you cannot empathize with a fly.
Why wouldn't it? How
could the cat empathize with it? Right?
Indeed. I'm not arguing the cat is a psychopath.
Right.
I'm arguing the opposite. The cat is simply a cat.
This one is weird because this next statement... because I've had Maine Coons, and I know that they do this. All Maine Coons do this. So it says, my cat vocalizes loudly... for no apparent reason. That's another statement. I don't know what that would mean. All Maine Coons do that. They're like dogs barking. They just meow.
And what does that have to do with psychopathy?
And that's what I'm asking.
Cats don't make noise, right? The only time cats make noise is at their human and at their mother when they're kittens. So the whole life experience of a cat is going from their mother cat into a human that continues to feed them. They continue to lay on them just like they do their mother. You're just a big hairless cat to them that walks on two legs. You're just carrying over what their mother was doing, and to them, you are their mother. You continue feeding them just like their mother did. They purr. They need you just like they did their mother. And they meow at you just like they did their mother. They don't meow at other cats.
Hmm.
Or at dogs, right? That's just not how they communicate.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense.
So if the cat is meowing, the cat wants something from the human. It's not just vocalizing it, saying, hey, I need something.
This is not easy to find, by the way, this Cat Tri Plus thing. The different news articles describe it in three different ways. It's spelled in different ways. Cat Tri, cat hyphen Tri, the plus symbol, cat hyphen Tri hyphen plus spelled out, cat hyphen Tri parentheses plus, and I can't find the actual test using any of those searches. So, good luck.
It may not be publicly available.
Yeah, maybe not.
Is there a link to it within this article?
I haven't seen one.
So what are they asked a bunch of questions, and then what?
And you're right as well. I mean, let's get back to that. Even if the cat is just meowing loudly for absolutely no reason, mm-hmm. doesn't need any attention, that doesn't mean it's a psychopath.
Yeah.
My cat's watched me playing guitar going, man, is this human making all this damn noise pointlessly again?
Yeah, Coconut he's not a cat, but he's an animal, and he hates music. He just sits there annoyed.
Mm.
Well, after they ask all the questions, it says, all answers are scored on a 5-point scale. Researchers conducted the study with the intention of improving relationship between cats and their owners. I don't know how that could be.
It sounds like a lot of these owners just need to be educated about what cats are. I mean, if they think their cat is torturing a mouse, or their cat's just meowing for no reason, then they don't know anything about having a cat. Neither of those statements are ever true with a cat.
Lead researcher Rebecca Evans said, in our study, we developed a questionnaire measure of psychopathy in domestic cats. The questionnaire was developed using owner-provided examples of their cat's behavior in the context of the triarchic model of psychopathy, boldness, meanness, and disinhibition.
Someone funded this nonsense. Yeah. Someone funded this survey of 2,000 cat people to determine whether or not their cats should be judged as psychopaths according to human standards based on criteria that is unclear at best. Like, does your cat meow loudly? Like, even if that's true, nothing to do with psychopathy.
The fact that they say in the context of the triarchic model of psychopathy, boldness, meanness, and disinhibition, that's obvious that they're using human standards on cats. So the final questionnaire measures five factors of feline psychopathy: boldness, meanness, disinhibition, pet unfriendliness, and human unfriendliness. So I guess they judge how friendly they are to your other pets as well. In terms of the cat-owner relationship...
I don't think that friendliness exists in the cat world, right? It exists in the dog world. There are definitely dogs that are friendly, like Azaria, friendly to everyone she ever sees. But dogs are social animals. Cats, not so much.
Cats are more mercenary, in my opinion.
I would agree that on average, it's more obvious with dogs. But like just in my parents' cats, my dad's indoor cat loves humans and will go up to all humans and pet them. The other one looks around like he's crazy, like he doesn't know where he is all the time, and only trusts a certain amount of humans. So maybe that's what they mean by that.
Yeah, they're all different. You know, every cat's different. And I agree with Bonnie on this. There's definitely different levels of friendliness amongst cats.
But I wouldn't call it friendliness, is what I'm saying. It's more like how obvious it is that, or how open they are to human interaction more than friendliness. The other cat's not unfriendly, he just...
Well, if a cat isn't approaching you, well, that's by definition unfriendly. Someone who's closed off is not a friendly person. They're not accessible. You can't reach them. You can't pet them. A cat that's friendly has, at the very least, figured out that being a friend to a human or pretending to be a friend or whatever you want to look at is benefiting the cat. And so most cats are much more mercenary than dogs. They're more independent than dogs. And so cats, the smarter ones, know if they're nicer, they're going to get more stuff. In the same way that dogs have figured that out, too, much, longer ago. Or whatever. That's why dogs are man's best friend, because they figured out how to work humans better than cats have in a lot of cases.
I don't know how true that is. I mean, cats manage to domesticate themselves. I mean, right?
This says that cats that score a high score on the Cat Shred Plus scale can be fixed by buying and investing in large cat trees and tall scratching posts.
The smartest cats and dogs train their humans.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can join us in the meantime online at chat.freetalklive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.